This holiday, switch to Cricket Wireless and get a free LG Fortune with no annual contract. Cricket Wireless, something to smile about.
Requires number ported and service activation, minimum $30 per month. First month service charge and in-store activation fee up to $25 due at sale. Tax and restrictions apply. One-time fees may apply. See store for details.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Everyone, and welcome to the show live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I am your host, Eileen, the Heart Healer. And it's my joy to share this time with you every Sunday evening. We gather here at 7 o'clock Eastern Time and share some valuable information. At least we hope it's valuable to our listeners. And some channeled information, and then we go to our segment, which is the majority of the show, which is our live Akashic Records readings. And for those of you that are unfamiliar with what an Akashic Records reading is, or haven't been on the show before or listened, an Akashic Records reading is it's a question-driven reading, so we do one question readings here on the show, and you can come up with whatever question is, if you had the answer to it, would bring you some peace, would bring you some clarity. And the information that's brought in, because I am a conscious channel, what that means is that I'm very present in my body and in my presence, and I channel or bring information in from the Akashic Records, which holds the vibrational imprint or the energy of your soul's journey, of all of our soul's journeys. Because if you believe you've lived but one lifetime and this is it, or you've lived multiple lifetimes, the energetic imprint of all of those life experiences is very sacredly taken care of in what's referred to as the Hall of Records or the Akashic Records. And there are divine spirit loving beings that have never been in bodies before that caretake that information. And so when someone calls in for a reading and they ask their question, the information is, the answers to that question is provided through those that caretake the information in the Akashic Records to both the person who I'm reading for and me simultaneously. And I am simply interpreting the energy of the information that they are providing. And the benefit of having an Akashic Records reading is that it often brings information to us in making conscious choices as we move forward in our life journey. And so oftentimes when people ask questions, the information that comes through, they may actually know the answer, which oftentimes is what happens, but having that information shared with them from a neutral position or neutral person gives them the confidence that they really are intuitively knowing what serves their highest good and helps them to stand in that knowing and make their choices consciously and feel very empowered in their life. So I am always very grateful for the opportunity to read for someone, whether it's here on the show or privately, one-on-one. or I've had the joy, and it's actually a fun experience to sit and read for people at a party or at gatherings as part of the entertainment, which is, it's really not so much entertainment because it is very serious information that we share. It's personal to each individual, but it's always a joy to do it no matter where I'm asked to do so. It is part of my soul's purpose for being here, which I learned through the Akashic Records, and why I am affectionately known as the Heart Healer, to share wisdom from the heart to help people to consciously be connected to their hearts in who they are being, in their relationship with themselves, in their connection with Source as they believe it to be, in their relationship with others and their life experiences. And the reason for this is, and I believe this is all of our reasons for being here. So every experience that we co-create on the human realm is designed at its core to help us to learn that soul lesson, how to be consciously connected to our hearts with ourselves first. Because can you imagine if we're connecting to our hearts before we make decisions, and we make them very consciously, and the choices that we make come from that place of being, and then our actions follow? Most of the people on the planet, if we were all doing that, could you imagine what it would be like here? People making choices consciously from a heart connection, and their actions follow. I like that kind of a world. That kind of world, that feeling of what that world would look like, feels really good to me. And I believe that we are evolving more and more into creating a world like that. In spite of what you hear on the news, in spite of what happens in the world, I do truly believe that that is what we are growing into, and that there are more and more people on this planet that are consciously choosing how they are being, and they are choosing to be a loving presence, to be kind, to be human kindness oriented. And knowing that makes me feel a lot more comfortable being here in a body on this planet. And so for those of you that have been joining us in the last couple of months, we shifted our theme a little bit, or our format a little bit, and we've been sharing information on a theme each month and a different topic each week. And then I'm inviting you to continue the conversation during my weekly Facebook Live broadcast from the Facebook page, The Heart Healer. That's H-E-A-R-T. Healer, H-E-A-L-E-R. So this week's topic, in alignment with this month's theme, which is women's health, so we're talking about how are we creating health as women, and what are some of the issues. Our first Sunday, we talked about breast health and some of the mind-body causes for it and how we can promote it, promote health, not dis-ease. The second week, we talked about the mind-body connection to pelvic disorders or dis-ease, focusing on the ovaries and the uterus. Last week, we talked about heart health. And this week, we're going to talk about preventing EMF toxicity. Excuse me. Understanding what it is and ways that we can really limit our exposure and promote health and well-being in that way. So this show is not specific for women, but so it is appropriate for men and women to listen and join us here because it affects all of us, whether we are men, women, and especially our children. So let's talk a little bit about what is EMF toxicity. What is an EMF wave? And EMF refers to electromagnetic fields, and that is the energy that's created from an electric charge, which is measured in joules or volts. And chronic exposure to these EMF waves can deteriorate our health lead to premature death, believe it or not. And what's challenging more than anything, because this is a hard concept for many people to even believe, it's dangerous because it's invisible, it's tasteless, it's odorless. You don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't smell it, you don't taste it. How do you know it exists, right? I happen to be incredibly energy sensitive. So I was very grateful when the knowledge of this was introduced to me, I want to say some 9 years ago. And so I am grateful that I have knowledge about this to support myself in my own health and well-being. And if you Google EMF toxicity, EMFs, and that's E as in Edward, M as in Mary, F as in Frank, there is an enormous amount of information available on the internet if you Google it. And there's an excellent article on the website of Dr. Joseph Mercola's, M-E-R-C-O-L-A, on his website. And he refers to an article that was written by a woman named Vicki Warren. And that's where I'm going to reference some information with some additional comments, because I found this to be, of a lot of what I found on the internet, to be very valuable. Vicki Warren is a former executive director of the Biobiology Group for the United States, and she now heads up the nonprofit organization Wings of Eagle Healthy Living, which is dedicated to grassroots education. And in this article that's posted on Dr. Mercola's website, she talks about five of the most potent ways that we are exposed to EMFs on a daily basis, because there's no way that we can avoid them. They are everywhere. EMFs come from everything from our electricity in our house, the wires that bring that electricity to us, the smart box meter that measures it, all of our electronic devices. And we are such a technology-oriented society now, a community, a global community. And not only are we affected by what we choose to use in our homes, but we're affected by the technology used in other people's homes and in satellite waves that are beamed from satellites around our planet. So there's no escaping it. Jokingly, I remember 9 years ago somebody saying, I want to go and be on an island and hide from all of this technology. But the deal is you can't, because there's satellite waves that are beamed on every inch of this planet. And so there really is no place that we can go where we are completely not exposed to it. So the best that we can do, in my opinion, and that's just my opinion, is that we can use different tools besides educating ourselves on what creates these EMFs and how they affect us. We can make changes in our own personal way we are living in order to mitigate or limit the exposure. So one of the five primary sources of EMF exposure that Vicki Warren speaks about is electric fields. And these are fields that are emanating from anything that has voltage. So that's our electric lamp, the electrical wiring in the walls of our houses. There are a few homes that the wires in the houses, in the walls, are encased in material to prevent that leakage of EMF toxicity through the wall. You can find out in your, there's ways that you can find out whether your home is protected or not. Look at that article by Vicki Warren. She does talk about different types of tools that measure the EMF toxicity or EMF voltage or EMF waves in the house, so that you can educate yourself and then decide what you want to do. But things like extension cord, electrical appliances, even our outlets. If you've got portable phones, a big offender is the base of the phone, which is constantly giving off EMF waves, whether the phone's in use or not. Our electrical outlets, whether they're being used or not, are putting out EMFs. Our appliances in our kitchens have motors that put off EMFs. It's everything electrical. And don't get me started on our computers and Wi-Fis, right? Okay. So what do these EMF waves do, that these electrical fields that they create, how do they affect us? Well, they interfere with the electrical communication in the body. And think of it, right? When you go to the doctors, and if you've ever had an EKG done, you know, to monitor how your heart's rhythm is working, that's measuring the electrical conductivity in the heart. And so if we are being exposed to electric fields that interfere with electrical communication in the body, can you imagine how it can ultimately affect a very core part of how we function, which is our heart rate, our heart rhythm, our heart function? And it affects our brain waves. These are very much an integral part of our bodies. So if you've ever had an EEG, an electroencephalogram, again, that's measuring the electrical conductivity in the brain. And so what it does is it affects how our neurons, which are our nerve cells and a very integral part of our nervous system, how those nerves fire and communicate with other neurons. And it can also impede the communication between cells anywhere in our bodies. And so can you imagine over time, if our cells are not being supported and communicating properly, how that might wreak havoc with our bodies and how our bodies are functioning? And so health problems that can manifest, as Ms. Warren has documented here, as a result of this type of exposure, include neurological problems, behavioral changes, altered cell growth, cell mutations. Diseases like fibromyalgia are very much linked to this exposure to EMF waves, chronic fatigue, and even some cancers. Kind of unnerving to hear this, isn't it? But keep in mind, don't go into fear. There are ways that you can mitigate this, and that's what you really want to focus on, being aware and then making conscious choices that resonate with you, because there is no one way to address it, and we'll get to that in a second. The second of the five primary sources of EMFs that Ms. Warren talks about are magnetic fields. The Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, has labeled magnetic fields as a class 3 carcinogen. And there is MRI, which is magnetic resonance imaging. There is MRI evidence that EMF waves go into the brain without any boundary to stop it. And there is no barrier to magnetic fields. There are more, we have more of an ability to create a boundary for electrical fields than we do for magnetic fields. So the best that we can do is, for those things that create a magnetic field, keep ourselves in as far away from them, or as to prevent close proximity to them. And the thing that I want to really emphasize here that I have the most concern about is that there is MRI evidence, and you can Google this on the internet, from reputable sources, that EMF waves go farther into the brains of those brains that are underdeveloped. Those are the brains of children. We see this everywhere we go. Children playing with their parents' smartphones, sitting in front of them, like they're a foot or 6 inches from their faces, working with their iPads. Even these 7 and 8 year olds that, I mean, I have a great niece and nephew that are 8 years old. They're sitting in front of computers that are part of their school now. They're in second grade now, or I can't remember what grade they're in, but working with their own computers is part of their educational experience. Their little brains, it goes so far into their brains, and you wonder how much that's affecting them. And that diagnosis of ADD, ADHD, I so believe that these children are wired so differently than we are and they're supposed to be. And all of our technology is adversely affecting how their brains are communicating. And so it is affecting their ability to process information as well as their learning ability. And so I put that out there as a thought to consider. Do your due diligence. Don't just believe me. Read up on it, especially if you have children and you have concerns about it. And share the conversation with me as we go into a little bit more detail and answer your questions to the best of my ability this Wednesday at 8 o'clock on Wisdom Wednesday on the Heart Healer Facebook page when we're doing our Facebook Live weekly broadcast. Okay. So these magnetic fields Ms. Warren shares can occur when there is an imbalance in electrical wiring, around electrical motors like what we have in our refrigerators. And a major source of magnetic fields is next to our power meters for the house. And now I know a lot of you know that I know in Florida they have started using smart meters and switched out the old types of meters for measuring the electrical usage in the houses to these smart meters, which they don't even have to send somebody out to look at them anymore. All they do is have that information transmitted to the utility company. And I believe that the water meters are doing the exact same thing. And our electric clock radios generate magnetic fields too. Fortunately, as she shared, the effect drops off dramatically with distance. So putting that distance, typically 5 or 6 feet, between yourself and the source of a magnetic field helps tremendously to eliminate the dangers that they create. And so power lines are the third source of EMFs that she talks about, above ground or below ground, it doesn't matter. Metal plumbing, old metal plumbing, can frequently carry a current. An electrical current is toxic. And all of our wireless communications. I mean, how many of us have Wi-Fi and no longer use just grounded, you know, into the computer types of ways that we get on the internet or dial up. Wi-Fi includes wireless power meters, those smart meters I mentioned, cell phones, cell towers, wireless routers, cordless phones, all of that type of technology creates both electric and magnetic fields. And as she mentions, and I mentioned before, the cordless phone bases are really a bad source of exposure. And she talks a lot about creating our sleep space. And I want to mention that as we talk about this, because it's a very significant part of how we create our health. And I'll explain why in a second. Cordless phone bases should never be in our sleep space. So keep them in a different room. She recommends 3 rooms away from where you sleep or anyone sleeps in your home, because the greatest exposure is in the handset. The is not in the part where you're talking, although that's bad enough. The base is transmitting constantly, as I mentioned before, whether the phone is in use or not. So she recommends if you have a portable phone, use a speaker or a headset. It cuts down on the amount of EMF exposure. And it cuts down on the thermal impact of the antenna, because that creates its own type of toxic trauma to the body. It's good to have walls between you and the source. And she even suggests reflective barriers such as metal foil or metallic, some types of metallic paint help to mitigate some of these magnetic and electrical fields. Then she talked about the smart meters, which I mentioned. And what she also shared, which unnerved me a little bit, is that they are expanding to install smart meters on each household appliance within the home so that the utility remotely can determine the usage data for each appliance. Not a good thing, right? So some of the symptoms of EMF exposure and why you want to definitely pay attention to your sleep space, and if you're going to make changes anywhere, make them there, is an inability to sleep, mood swings, headaches. And why your sleep is so important is that your immune system does its most repair work while you sleep. You can Google cycles for organ repair. Chinese medicine talks about this, but there are, and most of the older philosophies on healing, traditional Persian medicine does also, they refer to this in how they support people in creating wellness. There are certain hours of the day that each organ system does its primary repair work. And during the night is when our immune system and the cells connected to it are doing their repair work. So can you imagine if we've got a lot of toxic EMF waves interfering with that, then it can very adversely affect our immune system. And our immune system is integrally related in the health and wellness of all of our bodies. That's so important. So it would promote our cells and organs to not be functioning at their optimum best. It can create constant stress in our bodies. It can create damaged and unhealthy cell growth or formation, which can also create our body's inability to fight infection. It's just not a good thing, right? Also during the night, our pineal gland, which is part of our endocrine system, produces melatonin, which is one of the hormones that helps to regulate sleep and contributes to many vital bodily processes. And so if our sleep cycles are disturbed and our immune system and pineal gland function is disrupted, then again, there's so much that's being affected in our health and wellness by these processes. So if your sleep space is not conducive to the deep sleep phase eventually that your body needs, that deep REM sleep, then eventually your immune system will become overburdened and you will open the door to being exposed to more illnesses. And I'm all about supporting the immune system. I'd rather spend my time, effort, and financial resources to supporting my immune system rather than addressing dis-ease. That's just my own personal philosophy. So I do a lot of personal care related to nutritional supplements, and I do a lot about EMFs, again, because I'm very sensitive. Okay. So some of the other symptoms that can be linked to EMF exposure, especially as it interrupts our sleep cycles, is irritation that can show up as allergies, being very tired when you awake in the morning, feeling like you didn't get any sleep at all, heart palpitations, muscle pain and weaknesses, irritability during the day, and generally weakening of your immune system, which can make you more susceptible to colds and viruses, you know, and bacterial infections, et cetera. And some of the remedies, other than what I've already mentioned, there are many new remedies out there. And I'm thrilled that there are so many companies that are offering ways to mitigate, particularly the electric fields, as well as electromagnetic fields. There are more and more products available out there for your cell phones that you can attach to them, products that you can attach to any of your electrical equipment, like your computers, like your Wi-Fi and your router, anything electronic in your house. There are tools that you can add to them, and there are tools that you can use to mitigate the Wi-Fi that's coming in from outside your home, from your neighbors, and from satellite exposure. One of the products that you can read a lot about is a stone or crystal called shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E, and there are many different companies out there. This is not a product that I am as familiar with as others, but I wanted to mention it because I think that there's a lot of good information out there about it, and it resonates with a lot of people. And one of the ways that you can tell whether a product is helping to mitigate EMFs is to not have anything on you to protect yourself, and to do a muscle testing or have somebody do a muscle testing on you and ask the question, is my body protected from EMFs? And your response should go weak. Your arm should go down, because the answer should be no, right? And so if you put yourself in the presence of a remedy, holding it with your phone, and then doing that muscle testing again, your arm should hold strong. And that's a simple way to test whether you, in fact, are being protected by that particular tool. There are other ways of doing it. There is that, I know as a Zero Point Global company, which is now called Vibrance, a consultant, we do the test where you pull down on someone's arm. It's hard to explain how to do it without being able to visualize it, but to me, that the muscle testing is an easy way to do it, so I'll just stick with that. Some of the products that I think are very helpful to me are the Vibrance products. And if you go on my website, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com, and you'll see some of the options of different subjects and companies that I work with or that I'm sharing information about. And look at the Vibrance Zero Point Global link. You'll see there that there is a link to my website page there at the top. And if when you get on that page, you look at the section on EMF protection, some of the products that they talk about are Earth Hearts, E-A-R-T-H, Earth Hearts or Earth Heart Strips. Those I put on my phone. I put them on the things that I'm going to handle. I keep them on my computer. I have several of them on my circuit breaker and keep them in out there so that it's helping to transmute those EMFs before they even come into my home. So it cuts down on the amount of EMF wave toxicity that I'm exposed to in that way, which I'm very grateful for. I also like the PET or PET tool. It's a personal environment transformer. It's a black onyx pyramid, and it literally transmutes the EMF waves that are coming from outside your home. And so I keep them strategically placed in different areas of my house, and periodically I'll test it to see, is it covering here? Do I need to get more? Because my sense of it is that as time goes on, there will be more and more exposure. And I'm grateful to know that I have these tools to be able to place in strategic places around the house. I also appreciate the pendants that Vibrance has created that have blueprint frequencies in them that resonate with the different organ systems in the body, or that are the same, that duplicate them when they're at their most optimum state of health. And by wearing the pendants, it helps to stabilize the electrical or the field, the energy field that is the body, in the presence of these EMFs. My favorite one is the most recent pendant that was created by Vibrance, and that is the Sirius, which is the star system name, not Sirius as being very serious about something, S-I-R-I-U-S, the Sirius balance pendant. It kind of looks like a triangle, or the Superman symbol that he wears on his costume. I find that what's wonderful about that, and what I've enjoyed, is that it not only brings my energy field into balance in the presence of EMF waves, but it also supports the environment around me to a certain degree, which I'm very grateful for. And so those are just a few remedies that I can suggest. As I said, do your due diligence. There is a lot of information out there on the internet, and lots of different companies that have created different tools that you can attach to your phone. Some of them made from Shungite, some of them made from other products. Test them out yourself. Do the muscle testing to see, is this protecting you in a way that serves your highest good before you choose to use it or purchase it, so that you're really getting a reputable product. It's always good to do that, because when there's a lot of need, there are a lot of products out there, and some of them are effective and some of them are not. And that's true with any product line. So take a look at that. And I see that we are quiet tonight with callers. And so I'm just going to share with you a little bit more about what's doing with me. And then Daria and I will have a chat. And hopefully we'll get some callers tonight. And if not, we'll see if Daria has any questions tonight, or if anyone in the chat room has any questions, which I cannot see. And so, again, Wisdom Wednesday, I've been really enjoying doing this Facebook Live broadcast. It's taken me a little bit of getting used to doing live broadcasting where people can see you. This is very different when you do it where nobody can see you. But so and there's a lot more technology involved, and so it's been kind of interesting getting used to it. So I'm inviting you to join me on the Heart Healer Facebook page. Like and follow me there. And feel free to share wisdom that you have and post there. And then join me every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. We will continue the conversation that we had tonight and have it there on Facebook Live. And if you have any questions that you would personally like answered on Wednesday night, go to the Heart Healer Facebook page and post your question. I do monitor that page almost every day, and am happy to, even if you can't join us live on Wednesday night, I'm happy to answer that question if I can, or let you know that that's beyond my knowledge base, but we'll look into it and see what we can come up with. Okay. And next Sunday, our subject is going to be finding the balance, here on Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. And then we're going to see what we're going to do in November. November to me is gratitude month. And so that may be our focus, but we may do the show a little bit differently. We'll see. So stay tuned. But finding the balance, it's about women and all the multiple hats that we wear, so many of us, especially in this day and age where there's even where there are spouses. Most people, you have two people working, two heads of households working out in the workforce, either with home-based businesses or outside working a business or a job, working for someone else. And, you know, when you spend the majority of your time working and running a household, and if you have children or if you have animals, you know, or if you have other family members that you're responsible for, or multiple hats that you wear, how do you find the balance? So we're going to talk about that next Sunday and offer some strategies to help you to maintain your balance and support your health and wellness that way. And that will close out our month with our theme on women's health. And then thank you to everybody that joined us or listened to the recording of this month's new moon clearing process. Our call was last Monday. I'm so grateful. Our numbers of people registering for that call are growing. The people that are on the call are growing. And there are more and more people listening to the recording. And I'm just so grateful. It is a free call. Just register. You can go to my website. Again, it's EileenTheHeartHealer.com. Go to /events, E-V-E-N-T-S, and go on the calendar there. If you click on, actually probably it's easier to go to EileenTheHeartHealer.com /New Moon Clearing. And register there, and you'll get three emails a month. One, once you register, you'll get an email a few days before to remind you of the call-in information, so you don't have to go looking for it. The morning of, you'll get a reminder, and then that afternoon of the call, I send out a link to the recording. And the recording is available because I do the call a few days before the new moon. That the recording is available until the morning after the day of the new moon, because I want you to be able to work with that clearing process and then go ahead and write your intentions for the next lunar cycle, because the new moon is all about setting intentions. So I was guided to do this clearing call for the new moon instead of the full moon, which is classically all about clearing, so that you could clear out everything that doesn't serve you and be really clear-headed, clear-hearted in setting your intentions for the next month. So the next one is going to be on Wednesday, November 15, and it is a different day each month because the new moon is a different day each month, because our days are based on a solar calendar and the new moons are based on the lunar, so they're never the same day. So always either register or keep tabs on my website at EileenTheHeartHealer.com /events. All right. So, Miss Daria, come on with me and let's chat.
Good evening, Eileen. You know what is so funny, Eileen? I'm sure you see that we have a caller.
Oh,
yes,
that's
we did.
Just too funny. That is too funny. And isn't that the way it always works?
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so where are we going? Let's start with our caller.
Okay, well, it's going to be a surprise for both of us, I think, because I didn't have a chance to talk
true.
To them.
That's true.
But,
okay.
Let's go ahead and welcome caller from area code 805 to Live with Eileen Gottlieb.
Oh, hi, this is Donna from California. Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, Donna. Thank you so much for calling in. And how can we be of service tonight?
Well, I'm getting a little discouraged. I'm trying to meet someone. I'm on eHarmony, but I've gotten like four phony guys that got a hold of me, and they've eliminated them. They've taken them off the site. So I'm going to try to get a refund, but you see... I wanted to know about a relationship and finances.
Okay. All right. If you would, Donna, just go ahead and breathe into your heart center and out of it a couple of times, just so that it's a little bit easier for me to connect in with you when you're connected in with your heart. And so we're asking for any and all information for Donna that speaks about manifesting a divine partner and her finances right now. And so I am not seeing anything happening in terms of a relationship much before December or January. To be honest with you, that's what's coming up for me. So I would invite you to, what the other thing that's coming up for me, Donna, is that I would invite you to get really clear about the qualities of who you want to attract. And sit with that. Be very specific. Write it out. Everything from physical description to who is your ideal partner? Is it someone that you have common interests with? Is it someone that you have a common spiritual belief system with? You know, is it someone that that you want to have as a friendship that develops into a romantic relationship? Whatever it is for you that's important in terms of being in a divine partnership, write it all out as if it already exists. And sit with that with gratitude that that person is coming into your life at the perfect time. It's a wonderful way to manifest, especially when we are in gratitude as if it already exists. These are some of the core principles of manifestation. And be patient and live your life in joy in the interim, right? Does that make sense so far?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. I see it coming, just not any time within the next couple of months. And I think that part of the reason why it's been a challenge up to now is that there's a piece of you that's a little hesitant about even attracting someone. Not a lot, but there's a little thread of energy about that. And so I'm going to invite you to do whatever clearing process works for you or resonates with you and really consciously clear whatever it is that you'd like to clear, you know, that has to do with any resistance or hesitance about being in a relationship again. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And as far as finances, let me see what comes in as far as that's concerned. Let me see here. Just breathing into it with me. Hold on a second. Asking for any and all information about finances for Donna. Have you been looking into getting a house in the near future?
No, only if I, you know, meet someone and get married, and hopefully he has a house because I live in an apartment.
I hear you. Well, there's something about, when we talk about money, there's something about a house that's coming in around January. I don't know if you're looking to move, or perhaps that's something that will come with the potential new relationship. As you said, I don't know, but money is often tied up in houses or connected to a house, and so that's something that comes through as I'm connecting in with you, and that the flow of money is a constant stream for you. That there is nothing impeding it.
No. I'm on Social Security. I get my Social Security, so I always have enough money to live on every month.
Okay,
but
good.
You know, it's kind of a fixed income. It doesn't bring me a lot of money, and then my sister gets money every month. Yeah.
Okay. You know, there are, if you are looking to create more income, there are a lot of opportunities out there with different network marketing companies, if that's of interest to you. You can always look into that. Pardon me?
Yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, that's something that I'm happy to talk to you one-on-one about. Just be in touch with me.
Okay.
I've been involved with Young Living Essential Oils for 20 years, and it's such a fabulous company. So if holistic approaches to healing resonate with you, it's an easy company to join, and it's easy to share these products with people because they're just so fabulous. So if that's something that resonates with you, I'm happy to speak with you privately about it. I love the products, and the different lines are expanding all the time. We have everything from essential oils to essential oil blends to a new makeup line that came out in June that's a mineral makeup, to skincare, to cleaning products, to nutritional supplements, you name it. It's amazing. And they're all...
See, I don't know a lot of... Aline, I don't know a lot of people. I kind of pretty much stay... You know, I have like maybe two friends, and I have a large... I have seven brothers and sisters, and I'm very close with them.
Uh-huh.
And their kids. I don't know a lot of people to sell to.
So it's always, we don't sell, we share. And what's funny is that you never know with the people that you do know who might be interested in sharing that with you. And it can grow from that. It could be a way to get you out and meeting more people if you want. It's a personal choice, just an option to consider. But money is something that you will always have what you need.
A 19-year-old nephew. And
I'm sorry.
I heard my mother... I can see and hear the spirits on the other side. I hear my 19-year-old nephew who's over there, and I also hear my mother. And my mother said that I was going to be rewarded for something. So I don't know what that is. Yeah, yeah. And it's funny because a week after I heard it, I played the Powerball, and I've been playing her numbers for like 20 years. And then I switched them up a little bit on the – so I – on the Mega, I just put her number one instead of, you know, the other part of the five numbers. But I was thinking four was going to win all day, and I didn't go on my intuition. If I had put four, I would have won $15,000. So I hope that's not what they meant by you're going to be rewarded, the $15,000. I mean, that doesn't make too much of a difference in one's life, you know?
Oh,
but it's still winning nice.
I hear you. You know, I think that there are many different aspects to being rewarded, and one of the things that comes up for me is there are some kindnesses that you have done that is part of what your mom meant, and it might mean a lot more than that, but there are kindnesses that you have done with someone in particular that she is speaking about you being rewarded for. How that reward will come is unclear to me, but that was part of what she meant. And I'm sure there's probably more than that's connected to it, but that's all I'm getting right now. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, my family, my brothers and sisters, I'm always doing real nice things for them all the time.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right, Donna. Thank you so much for
calling in.
Good luck with the next few months, and we have another caller, so we're gonna move on. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You're welcome, honey. Have a blessed rest of your evening. All right, Miss Daria.
Hey, Aileen, I was having a problem with the screening room. I didn't feel like I could still hear you even when I put myself in, so I want to just welcome this caller with you together, and we'll see who's on the line because I didn't want to talk over your last caller. So,
okay, no problem. Thank you.
We're going to welcome a caller from the 239 area code. Welcome to Live with Aileen Gottlieb, the heart healer.
Hi. Can you heal my heart?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you share us your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name's Lana, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. Well, yeah, welcome to the show, Lana. How can we be of service tonight?
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Okay. I would like to know if you see me. I've recently retired, and would like to know if you see me going back to work for this company that I recently left on a part-time basis, or any other. Are you picking anything up on that?
Okay. I mean, do you want to?
Under certain circumstances, I do.
Okay, so let me just tap into that. Just take a breath or two into your heart center, Lana, if you would. And just let me connect in with you as we ask for any and all information on behalf of Lana that has to do with possibilities or potential for part-time work, either with the same company that she recently retired from or another situation. Interesting. You know what? I don't ever see you completely stopping working. It's like, and whether it would be working for a salary, I just see you as always, quote unquote, working at something, doing something of service when you get to a point that you don't want to work for financial remuneration. But as far as this particular company and whether a part-time position can show up, it definitely can. But I think that there's also the possibilities of part-time employment doing something similar with other companies. So don't feel like that's your only option. If you liked working for that company and you would like to work for them part-time, it does feel like that there is the potential for it. I don't know that it would happen in November. It feels like it's more something that would open up in December, not knowing what kind of work it is, but that's what it feels like to me. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it can. I didn't mind the working was fine. It's some of the people there. It's a negative energy, and I didn't like it at all.
Okay.
So that was my concern. You know, I would definitely be there to help out if these couple of these people, if this one person was gone, and possibly two. But I didn't like the vibration of these people.
I hear
you. That was my question. That's why I left.
Yeah, I don't see that being the only option for you.
Mm-hmm.
So just so that you know, there may be other part-time positions that are available to you. Do you mind if I ask what kind of work you did?
Well, it was administrative. It was actually a family business. And it was, I was asked if I would want to run the company, but I'd have to move. And I didn't want to move, so I said, well, I would be willing to come back periodically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of negative energy there with my return. They don't want me there. You know, the person in charge doesn't want me there because I'm a threat. So that's my concern. I don't know if I could handle it or if I want to.
I hear that. You have clearly a lot to offer any company that you would choose to work with. And if that's the case and it is that negative, I would invite you to look elsewhere. And there is elsewhere to look. And there is the part-time opportunity for you. So I would invite you to consider looking into that. And I don't think it's something that's going to take you a long time to find. I think it's very readily available. That's at least that's how it feels to me, Lana.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, I'll see. I'm not sure that I actually, you know, want to work at this point, but it would be nice to do something a little bit.
Got it.
You know.
Got it. All right.
Bit.
I hear you. I wish you much luck
okay.
in figuring that out. But I do see you as always wanting to do something that's in service in some way.
Yes.
So just be open to what brings your heart joy.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it that way, and it will find you, right?
Okay.
It will find
okay.
you.
All
Thanks
right.
so much
well,
for
thank
calling
you.
In, Lana. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good rest of your evening. All right, Ms. Daria.
All right, well, we have another caller, Eileen. We're going to bring on Rose Maria from New Jersey.
All righty.
All right.
Good evening, Rose Maria.
Hold on, Eileen. Sorry. Something's going on with my computer here. Let me click again. Rose Maria, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Okay. Good evening, Rose Maria. Welcome.
Hi.
How can I be of service?
I got the same question as your first caller, finance and relationship. I just started.
Okay.
Out, so.
Okay. So tell me, what is it that you would like to know about relationships? What's going on? How can I support you?
When is it coming in, and when is the communication, all that happy stuff.
Okay. Are you currently in a relationship or no?
Yeah, no, half and half. I just sent him a birthday card, so.
Okay. So you're dating somebody and it's not the best relationship and you're looking to see what the potential
yeah.
is out there for something new?
That, yeah, because we're living in two different countries at the moment.
You're living in different countries?
Right.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay. Is this a relationship that you would like to continue if you lived in the same country?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a possibility for you? Because it doesn't feel
yes.
like it is. It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me see what comes in for me. For some reason, it doesn't feel like... that there is that potential there for this particular relationship. I can always be wrong, but having a relationship long distance is very different than having it in person.
Right.
And this for the energy of this particular relationship does not feel like it has a big future to me.
What's that?
Does that make sense? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, because I do want to go back, and we have a lot of stuff that we have to straighten out for it. So that's why I'm in like in a standstill because I have to go back. I just came back about a year ago from there.
Uh huh.
So I do want to go back.
And so if I'm clear. Was this relationship in person at one time, and then you left to come to this
home.
Country?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
Financial issues.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so working things out, does that mean that the relationship was ideal, but for the money, and you just need to go back there?
It's not for the money I go back there. It's just I wasn't working there to stay. I just came back, and we had a little argument before I left because he didn't want me to go, and I just picked up and left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. So the reason you left was because of the argument, not because of the money?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no? What does that mean?
What he did in argument and the financial and it wasn't working and and he didn't tell me to stop, so that's one of the reasons.
Okay, I will tell you that I'm going to just reiterate, Rose Maria, that the energy of this relationship for you is not positive. I really don't see it as having a future, and I would invite you not to have it as a future, but that's up to you. It's not supportive and nurturing for who you are. It's not empowering for who you are. And these are like red light bulbs that go off when I feel these things as someone asks me about a relationship. The choice is yours always. This is a free will dimension we live in. We get to choose the life experiences that we have and the relationships that we're in. This one, I would invite you to not move forward with, but that choice is yours. Okay?
Okay. Is he doing something bad or?
Pardon me?
Is he doing something bad that I don't know about?
It's not about him doing something bad or good, or it's not my place to judge anything. I'm just sharing information based on how this feels to me and the information that I'm receiving. And the feeling that they're giving me is one that moving forward in this relationship is not nurturing, supportive, empowering for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay. As far as finances are concerned, finances are a struggle, yes?
Yes.
Okay. That's how it feels to me. And so shifting your relationship to money and how you bring it in, not how you earn it, but how you energetically are in relationship to money is one of the things that you need to do in order to shift how it flows to you. There is a huge belief system that would be helpful for you to change that limits the flow of money to you. There's a great little book. Daria and I very much believe in this philosophy. You might consider it. It's called The Science of Getting Rich by Waddles. There's some great information there on how to shift one's relationship to manifesting. Not just money, but money can be one of the things that we manifest. And so I would really invite you to consider. It's a little book. It'll probably take you a couple of hours to read it, or you can get it in like on audible.com so you can listen to it. It's available in that format. And I believe it's available in Kindle format also. It might shift how you are in relationship to money, or if there's somebody in your community that you want to work with that will help you to shift your beliefs about money, it will help. Otherwise, I'm feeling it's very stagnant and very slow to come to you, but that you can shift it.
Okay,
and once
cool.
you do shift it, it's going to make a tremendous difference in how your financial abundance is for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I highly recommend it. Do you mind if I ask you what kind of work you do?
I do military defense.
Okay. All right. Private contractor, you mean?
Private and with corporate.
Okay. I would really invite you to take a look at what it is that you believe about money flowing to you and work on that, because it will shift it tremendously. Because
okay,
that's
cool.
an industry that should be abundant. That abundance
yeah, not
should
really.
Be available to you.
Yeah, not really with government right now.
So private corporate end, for sure. Something to think about. Definitely start with what your beliefs are and working with it from that perspective, and it will open up opportunities for you in how that money can come to you. It's amazing how it works.
Okay, cool. Appreciate it.
My joy. Take very good care of yourself, Rose Maria, and thank you so much for calling in the show tonight. Have a good rest of your evening. You're welcome, honey. Blessings. All right, Miss Daria.
Hey, Eileen. Well, we had some callers. That was excellent.
That was a lovely, lovely show tonight. Most grateful.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. How are things with you this evening?
I'm doing very well. I have a slight echo on my end. I don't know why, because I'm calling in on my phone. So it's a little annoying, but am I echoey to you, do you think? Or
no. Mm-mm.
Oh, good.
It doesn't feel that way to me at all, so I'm very grateful.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I'm doing well.
How are things with RightStream Publishing and RightStream Radio? Anything coming up this week that you'd like to share before
we sign off for the night? Sure. Things are great. I've got multiple projects in the works, but of course, if anyone listening, you know, they need some help with the self-publishing process, or if you have a book sitting in your computer on a Word document and you don't know what to do, or a concept for a book, please visit us at rightstreampublishing.com. where you can view all of our all-inclusive publishing packages and pricing and various services that we offer. RightStreamRadio.com is where you can find information about all of the shows on this network and more information about our hosts, including Eileen. But I'm hosting my show, The Right Stream, this Wednesday, and I have a best-selling author of crime fiction joining me. Her name is KB Jensen. I'm very excited about that. And I always love when people, you know, kind of approach me, as is the case with this author. It always kind of makes me feel good, you know, and hey, can I be on your show? And although my show is geared for, you know, entrepreneurs who understand their book as their new business card, this woman is also an entrepreneur herself because she is doing this full time. And so she's a best-selling author, and I do enjoy crime fiction. So that will be airing at 11 a.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday. And something I'm very excited about, Eileen, and you may crack up. You remember the show Little House on the Prairie, even if you didn't watch it, but you remember the show with Michael Landon.
Of course I remember the show, and I used to watch it.
Oh, did you? Okay. I wasn't sure. Cause, well, when I was a kid, I absolutely had, like, the biggest crush on the actor who played Almanzo Wilder, who was the real-life Laura Ingalls Wilder's husband. And this is kind of a funny story. I have to give a shout-out to Donna Lyons, who is the host of Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. Last year, actually just about a year ago, she interviewed an actress named Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie, the mean girl Nellie, on the series. And she was just phenomenal. I mean, what a hoot she was, this actress. So funny. She was great. But and I actually co-hosted with Donna. She invited me to because she knew that was, like, one of my favorite shows growing up. But anyway, it's been, like, a running joke between us since then. I keep teasing her going, so when are you going to get Dean Butler? That's the actor who played Almanzo. Still waiting for Dean Butler. Well, finally, she booked Dean Butler. And he's going to be on her show on Thursday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. So if there's any – they call them bonnet heads, anyone who's a fan of Little House on the Prairie. I learned that from Allison Arngrim. That's going to be pretty exciting. That's coming up with Donna on Thursday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. So, and from what I've heard about him, the actor, he's just such a great guy, kind of like the character, the way he portrayed Almanzo, kind of very unassuming and just very much a gentleman and down to earth. And so I'm looking forward to that interview and that show. So that's a little bit of what's going on around here.
That's lovely. I actually remember you being excited when Donna had Nellie on the show, the woman that played Nellie. I remember that from last year. That is funny. And yes, I'm much older than you, Miss Daria. And, you know, when that was running, that definitely was an option to watch.
Yes, I know. And, you know, that show had a lot of good lessons. And even though, you know, because I read the book series too, which I loved. And I know for television, sometimes you have to deviate a little bit from real life just, you know, because it's a different medium. But I just think they did such a nice job just portraying just, you know, love and faith and family and kind of moving through hardships and tragedies. And there were times when it was funny. I just loved that show. It's just very uplifting. And so
I agree.
Yeah, it was just something nice to look forward to. And I, you know, of course I love Michael Landon. Just he was a wonderful man too. So I'm excited about that and looking forward to it. And just keeping busy doing my copywriting thing too. So if anyone needs a copywriter, they can visit me at my site, which is dariadigiovanni.com.
Wonderful.
I do enjoy that kind of work also.
Very wonderful. All right. Well, thank you for doing all of the wonderful things that you do behind the scenes that keeps us going here. And
you're welcome.
I will look forward to speaking with you very soon. You have a good rest of your evening, Daria. Thank you.
You too, Eileen. Many blessings, honey. You're welcome.
Thank you. All right. So another Sunday night here on RightStream Radio. And we're going to sign off for the evening now, thanking everyone for listening. Thank you to our callers that called in and for all of you that listened to the archived recording. Please feel free to join me on the Heart Healer Facebook page and give us a shout out on Wednesday night during Wisdom Wednesday, which begins at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll talk about EMF. Preventing EMF toxicity again this Wednesday. Please post your questions and share the conversation with us there. And so for tonight, just let's take a moment, connect in with our hearts, and share some love. As we do with every time we breathe into and out of our hearts, that waveform of love just emanates from us and flows unimpeded. A gift of love to everyone around us, beyond us, even to the heart of Mother Earth. It will keep flowing and expanding, touching everyone who shares this planet with us, all who dwell within, upon, and above this divine planet of ours, and beyond. So if you ever wonder, is there something that I can do to help humanity? Trust me when I say to you that some of the simplest things are the most powerful. Breathing into and out of your heart center as often as you remember to do that, is a powerful gift that supports humanity in coming into its heart, one person at a time. Thank you. So grateful for this opportunity to be with you, and I wish you a wonderful week. Enjoy your moments, and know that you're loved. Good night. Have a great week.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Do you suffer from chronic CFED or can't focus energy drain? Try over-the-counter Vibrin. One tablet contains the same caffeine as a cup of coffee, but without the calories or coffee breath. Vibrin, caffeine, not coffee. Taking Vibrin may result in a lack of drowsiness, improved productivity, and better cash flow from decreased coffee spending. Unexpected job promotions have been associated with Vibrin. Vibrin may decrease the urge to zone out, doze off, or exhibit signs of slacking. All jokes aside, always read the label, take only as directed, and limit caffeine as it may cause real side effects. Not for children under age 12.